When we think about the civil rights struggle in the United States, this is the kind of song that comes to mind. This is what was called a freedom song. It was the type of music you could expect to hear at the civil rights movement's mass meetings and protest rallies. Susan Smith is the author of Dancing in the Streets, Motown, and the Cultural Politics of Detroit.
It was usually based musically in the spiritual tradition, but the lyrics often reflected the exact situation that the activists were confronting at that moment. If they were arrested at a rally, they would often sing the songs in jail to keep their spirits up.
You got children a crying for mercy. You got children a praying in jail.
This is a song called O Pritchett, O Kelly that was written in the Albany, Georgia jail. Pritchett was the police chief. Kelly was the mayor.
Oh, Pritchett,
O Kelly,
O Pritchett, open himself.
Singing together in a group helps to, I think, remind people that they're not alone.
Most of the original fighters in the civil rights movement were based in the church, so their songs were a lot like church hymns.
We are not afraid no more. We are not afraid no more.
The tunes were often hymn tunes, and the style of singing conformed to the style of praying in the mainline African-American churches, often relying on call and response.
The act of call and response creates this sense of community that's quite different than even just singing a song together as one. They would maybe be feeling defeated or feeling afraid, and that call and response and that sense that they were in a room full of people all singing together gave them strength.
But these iconic freedom songs did not remain the sole anthems of the civil rights movement. Even as people prepared for the March on Washington, the ground was shifting. There were new voices that, instead of praying for equality, were demanding respect.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T, find out what it means to me. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, take F-T-C-T.
Aretha Franklin's song Respect became very important in the civil rights movement, a pop song with a deeper meaning.
Activists would write about this. They would say, rhythm and blues is a weapon. Listen to Heat Wave. Listen to Nowhere to Run. This music is our tool against oppression.
Nowhere to run to, baby. Nowhere to hide.
These new songs, many from the Detroit-based record company Motown, were different from the older freedom songs, both in their content and, Professor Smith says, in the way they were listened to.
The freedom songs were songs that were experienced as a collective group experience. The Motown songs were something you might enjoy with other people, but they were often on the radio or at a party, and it was a more receptive experience rather than a participatory experience.
The difference in musical style reflected a difference in approach by the old line and newer civil rights activists. Music of the civil rights era changed as the dissidents themselves changed. For VOA News, I'm Richard Paul.